The legendary footballer Josef Pepi Bican was inducted in the Czech Football Association's Hall of Fame on Wednesday on the 100th anniversary of his birth. Officially recognized as the most prolific scorer in the history of the game, Pepi Bican is said to have scored an incredible 4,500 goals in his career. Jan Richter reports.
The Czech Football Association honored Josef Bican on Wednesday on the centenary of his birth. The legendary Czech-Austrian striker was born to Czech parents in Vienna, where he started playing football as a child. At the age of 18, he joined the city's popular club Rapid. Josef Bican moved to Prague in 1937 to play for Slavia. Their city rivals Sparta were also interested in the young forward, but its managers apparently came too late, an hour after Bican promised to join Slavia. Bican then wore Slavia's red and white jersey for the next 11 years. Internationally, Josef Bican played for three teams, Austria, Czechoslovakia and the wartime Bohemia and Moravia team. Shortly before his death in 2001, the International Football Statistics Body, the RSSSF, declared Pepi Bican with 643 league goals the most prolific scorer of the 20th century. But the forward is rumoured that in total he scored an incredible 4,500 goals in his career. In the 1990s, the retired footballer spoke to Czech TV.
When I talk to young reporters, they always say, "Mr. Bican, scoring was easier back in your day." But I ask them, "How come? Look, are there opportunities today?" And they tell me, "Of course there are, many of them." And I say, "There you go. If there weren't opportunities, it would be difficult. But if there are, scoring is the same as it was 100 years ago, and will be the same in 100 years time too. It'll always be the same."
In Bican's day, football was probably slower and less physical. But in the scoring charts, he surpassed not just his contemporaries, but also some of the greatest names in the history of the game, including the legendary Pelé. Football historian Radovan Jelinek explains why Bican was in a league of his own.
He was a very complete player. He used both of his feet. He could have scored by a header from long distance, short distance, everything. That's very rare now. And he was extremely fast. They say he could run 100 meter distance for 10.8 seconds. In that time, the world record was only half a second less. And maybe that speed made a huge difference, because if you see some pictures from the old times, you see the backs were little bellies, so they must have been much slower than him. It gave him big advantage in those games.
Josef Bican retired in the mid-1950s, after falling out of grace with Czechoslovakia's communist leaders, who considered him too bourgeois to represent the ideal working-class sportsman. He then went on to coach several teams, but he somehow never managed to pass his superb scoring skills onto his players.